Ray Foley.
I love the show. Hey!
Monday morning, the 17th of July, 2023. Good day, friends. It's Ray Foley on for Mr. Dempsey for your Monday morning and your chance to win €100,000. A guaranteed winner of €100,000 on the cash machine this week. Details coming up. Also, the power is yours. You're 82Z at 6:33. You can pick the song for us in a few minutes. And let's kick off your Monday morning with the man who sings his own name like no other. It's Jason Derulo on Today FM. Good morning.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. It's too hard to sleep.
Florence and indeed The Machine with You Got The Love. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good morning, it's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. My apologies, but someone's got to do it. And on this day in history, the 17th of July, we've got birthdays. David Hasselhoff was born on this day in 1952. Known as The Hoff, he's the man who made running down a beach in slow motion an art form. He's now 70 years of age. Happy birthday, Hoff. Happy Hoff. Also born on this day in 1954, 2 years younger than the Hoff at 69 today, Angela Merkel's birthday is today. Happy Birkel Merkel. That's German for happy birthday. And on this day in 1985, quite a bit younger than the other two, it's Tom Fletcher's birthday. Your man from McFly, also known as Giovanna's husband, the former Queen of the Jungle. Oh, how utterly fabulous. And on this day in 1997... the first ever emoji was sent. Today is World Emoji Day, which calls for the use of the shrug, no one cares emoji. Emojis in 1997 were sent by text, and there were mostly brackets, opening brackets, closing brackets, and semicolons. And on this day in 1955, July 17th was the opening of Disneyland in Anaheim, California. The first of the Disneylands around the world. It was Walt Disney's brainchild, and it went on, of course, to be a massive success. I was actually there in the California Disneyland 2 weeks ago, and I got shoved by Donald Duck, which is quite on brand for the Donald because he's famously short-tempered, isn't he? And yeah, I suppose in fairness, I am famously shovable. Harry Styles, this is Late Night Talking on Today FM.
Things haven't been quite the same.
Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Good morning, it's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And the time is 6:44 a.m. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100102. Deirdre's there. She says, on show, Ray. Actually, let's do a roll call. Ray here, JP.
Ancha.
I was going to say Orla Ormond. No sign of Orla?
No.
Where
no.
Is she? She's at home in the bed. Shauna O'Reilly, though.
Just me, you'll have to put up with.
What do you mean, just you?
Just me.
What do you mean, just you? We're delighted you're,
thank you.
You're in with us. You need to say on show.
On show, yeah, Ray.
Deirdre's in Listowel. She says, on show, Ray, I've a spring in me step after the Kingdom's comeback yesterday. Kerry Abu. Yeah, sensational scenes. And most of the front pages leading with that this morning. Johnny Sexton news as well. 3-match ban for him. Here's an idea. Here's something. I don't know anything about rugby, okay? Obviously.
Right. Yeah.
But you know the way they say you'll get a 3-match ban?
Right.
And they've got the Rugby World Cup on the way.
Yeah.
Could they do a deal then where they go, all right, let's just book in loads of matches. Let's book in 15 friendlies.
That's crafty. That's a great idea.
Between now and the Rugby World Cup.
I don't
think
they can technically do that, no.
Just saying, I think it's an interesting idea.
Consider it.
Like just ringing up random countries. Hello, the Netherlands. Do you have a rugby team? Do you fancy having a game?
Go on.
Because Johnny needs to skip a game. Johnny won't be playing. Grania says she's on show in Meath. Coffee and Foley, the perfect start to a Monday. Is it though? And on show, Ray, it's Gemma in Cork. Walking Maxi, the Jack Russell. Love the show. Hey, very nice. All right, you're A2Z this morning. We're looking for jump songs and Jay... 0874 100 102. JP, over to you.
Yeah, Ray, Girls Aloud, they gave it a rattle, but it is a win for the 1980s. It's Van Halen.
Ian Dempsey, playing the music you love.
It's Ray Foley on for it. I need to get rid of the Ian Dempsey liners because really it's, you know.
False advertising.
It's just false advertising. People are coming here for one thing and they've been desperately let down.
All happens here.
Come on in. Stick the kettle on. Make a cup of coffee. 2 sugars for me, please. No milk. 7:05. It's Monday the 17th.
The Kickstart Song.
With Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're your Kickstart Song this morning. Give it up, please, for Edel Casey in Longford.
Go on, Edel.
Hello, madam.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? All the better for speaking to you this morning. Have you had your Frosties?
No, it's here beside me in the car. I'm just on the way to work.
All right. What time are you in work for?
8:00, but I like to be early. I'm a bit of an early bird. Yeah.
Sure. What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, right. Well, of course,
nurse.
You got to be an early riser then for it to be a nurse.
Indeed.
You do, fair play. Well, hi to everyone in work. And you've got a shout out for someone in Australia this morning, do you?
Yes, that's right. Our bestie, Aneka Logley, she turns 50 today.
Oh, well, so happy birthday, Annette.
Yeah.
Whereabouts
so
in Australia is she?
She's in Sydney, in Markman in Sydney. And she had great celebrations over the weekend. We got loads of photographs, and we were on the phone to her yesterday. But today is her actual birthday, so I just wanted to say what a wonderful person she is, and to wish her a year of celebrations and the best of fun.
It's a big number, this one. The big 5-0. The 5-0.
It is the big 5-0.
What time is it in Sydney at the moment? Is it like 7:00 in the evening or thereabouts?
It's in the evening time. I have her well prepped to listen in, because she'll be mortified.
Oh, well, that's it. What's the point? What's the point in doing a shout out on the radio unless your bestie for your entire lives is going to be mortified on the other side of the world? There's no point in setting the alarm this early. Well, come here. You've picked a great Kickstart song for us.
Yes, we used to hit the floor in Preachers in Waterford to this song. And she was my wingman when it came to dancing. So I just... That's it, really. Yes. So I don't know if Preachers is still going strong down there, but it was in my time anyway.
And it's a great song selection. Do we have a prize, Shauna?
Yes. Edel has the choice of a Kickstart bowl, a Kickstart backpack, or a Kickstart biro.
Ooh.
I go for the famous biro, Shauna.
Interesting choice. Good.
Every nurse needs a biro, and especially one with a luminous marker at the end.
Well, there you go, you need a good biro.
How lucky am I?
Do you know how this works then? You say hit that button whenever you do the introduction to the song, and then I hit the button for you, all right?
Yeah, that's grand,
well,
Ray.
Hand it over to you then, Edel. Off you go.
Thanks, Ray. Well, next over in Australia, we just want to say we love you lots and wish you we were there with you in Sydney to toast you. And we look forward to seeing you at Christmas time. Happy birthday. And that's from Anne-Marie, Caroline and myself. So hit that button, Ray.
Yay! Legend, Edel, have a lovely day.
Thanks, Ray. Bye.
Cheers, madam. Bye, bye, bye. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Your Kickstart song this morning. Well chosen by Edel. It's got to be
sense.
I mean, she should be picking songs every morning, in my humble opinion. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. The time is 7:12. And let's have a look at your front pages for Monday, the 17th of July. The Irish Examiner this morning. Well, actually, Wimbledon's all over the front pages. Johnny Sexton's all over the front pages. And the All-Ireland semi-final was yesterday. That was between Derry and Kerry, and we've got a final now ahead of us with Kerry versus Dublin in the imminent. Will that be next month now, JP? Or when will that be?
It's going to be the end of this month, Raymond.
The end of. So it's going to be in July.
Last day in July, yeah.
Worth looking out for. So a class tells. Clifford's 9-point haul sets up another Kerry v Dublin final. And you've got Alcaraz on the front page of the Examiner as well, kissing the cup at Wimbledon. And he looks like our very own Nordy Owen, it has to be said.
He does a bit, yeah.
And I know Owen's probably listening this morning, but he's not up that this early yet, is he?
He'll be delighted with that.
He'll be thrilled. Well, Owen would be. Alcaraz, less so.
Nonplussed.
The Irish Examiner also has a probe into fatal rally crash which claimed 2 lives. We heard that in our news bulletin at 7:00. Man charged with murder of his wife, 38, at their Cork home as well. This is in Wilton in Cork. The death of Deepa Dina Manny in Wilton in Cork, and her husband has been charged with that murder. The Irish Daily Mirror this morning. Ronan Keating's brother. Yes, this story yesterday, the sad story. There's been 3 deaths on the roads over the weekend, including Ronan Keating's brother. And we're thinking of them thinking of Ronan and indeed the whole family this morning as star Ronan's grief as brother dies in crash. He was on his way to see his son playing for Cork City in a match yesterday. The Irish Daily Mirror also has Kingdom Set Dubs Showdown, Set Up Dubs Showdown, with the All-Ireland ahead of us. The Irish Sun, Ronan's agony as bro dies in crash, and the Irish Daily Star, truly shocking with those deaths on the roads over the weekend. The Irish Times this morning has Island burials, skulls returned to Inishbofin. Yes, this is the story of the skulls that have been with Trinity College for, you know, a century more, and they've been repatriated to Inishbofin. They were originally stolen from a sort of a burial mound on Inishbofin several years ago, and they've been with with Trinity College, as I say, but given back to Inishbofin and to the relatives on the island, and they made their way there, and they've been buried there since. Four people die in three road crashes, says the Irish Times, and Rail Review to recommend fast intercity trains, says the Irish Times as well this morning. And the Independent has Kerry march on to face Dubs in All-Ireland final, and Johnny Sexton making the papers as well, as he's been given a three-match ban in the run-up to the World Cup, but that means he's going to be able to attend the World Cup, right? He's going to be able to play?
He should be able to play, yeah.
Well, in that case, do you know what I mean? We're all happy for Johnny that he's going to be able to perform. Right, Olivia Rodrigo. Gordles Allowed. Today FM playing the music you love. That's called Jump. Morning at 7.38. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And we're playing Waffle, allegedly. Although every person that has texted in to play and that I've attempted to call back, they haven't answered the phone.
It's a sleepy start on Monday, right?
Here's the thing, though. You see, here's what happens. People enter and the phones are still in silent because they've been in bed all night and they don't want to wake the family.
Yeah. Why would you enter a quiz, though, if you're not going to play?
Relax.
Do you know what I mean?
Relax. I'm being relaxed. Just shout to the listeners. Who's this?
This is Kieran.
It's ringing. See, Kieran's not answering either. Give me that. Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hello, Kieran.
Yes.
Is it Kieran or Kieran?
Kieran.
Kieran, how are you, sir? Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Good to hear from you.
Is this, though? You'd prefer to hear from me, and I bet.
Probably, but shut up. We go with
you. Take what you can get. You take what you can get. I might have a grand for you, so that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
It'd be nice to have it on Monday morning.
It'd be lovely. Where in the world are you, Kieran?
I'm just going to work. I'm living in Cavan. I'm travelling to Athlone.
To Athlone. What do you work at?
I'm a soldier in the army.
Oh, very good. Right. Well, hi to all of the army this morning.
Yeah.
Shout out to your colleagues. And what time do you need to be there for?
Before 9 o'clock.
Okay, Grant. So you're on the road already, are you?
Yeah. It's an early start.
Any other shout outs you want this morning?
Just say hello to my wife, Emer, and then my two kids, Aaron and Adam.
Very good.
So they're summer holidays, so chilling out.
Relaxing. They're not out of the bed yet, are they?
Probably not, but they're probably close to it now at this stage, or 20 days.
How old are they?
So Aaron will be 7 in November, so she's 6, and Adam is 4.
All right, yes, you've definitely got a pair of early risers there then, yeah?
They're not
staying in the scratcher
sure.
Too late. All right, sir, we've got €1,000 on Waffle. You know how this works, yeah?
I do indeed, yeah.
I give you the topic, and you match the five things on the sheet, you win €1,000, you right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, then. Kieran, on the road to Athlone this morning. Your Waffle topic for Monday is...
Today's Waffle topic is...
July.
It's a month.
How many days does it have?
31.
Yeah.
Is it Roman after Julius Caesar?
Yeah.
Calendar.
The season.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
It's a 7 month.
The singer sings July. Who is he?
Mundy.
Mundy is right. We gotta give him that one as well. I'm not supposed to help. Ian doesn't help, does he?
No, he doesn't.
No. Oh, Lord, yeah. I thought when you did say July, you thought, like, is he talking about the song or the month?
Now,
that would be very specific.
Yeah.
Do you know five different things about Monday's song, July? You don't.
It was recorded in the studio or whatever. Right, so summer you got. Here we go. Some of you got, there are 31, did you get 31?
31 yeah? days, yeah.
31 days and Monday. They're the three we got. And the two you didn't get are the All-Ireland football final, which takes place, well, it
30th of July, right?
It takes place in July. And it's American Independence Day is on the 4th of July, which is another significant date. I should look, they didn't suit any of us this morning. Any complaints now? Email, JP's email address is jp@todayfm.com. Kieran, thanks so much for taking the call. Did he get a consolation prize or anything, Shauna?
He can get a pen if he would like. A snazzy pen.
Are you excited about a snazzy pen, Kieran?
It's got a highlighter.
You can hear that. That's a lot of excitement there coming down the line. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call. We appreciate it. Have a lovely day.
No worries, all right?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Dacia, celebrating 10 years in Ireland.
That poor man. He's got to defend the country now. And after getting nonsense down the line from July.
He knew plenty about July. Julius Caesar. That was a good guess.
Stay here. We'll play Niall Horan and we get a check with Showbiz and Sean is coming up. Hang on. Niall Horan, nice to meet you. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's 12 minutes to 8 o'clock now. Good morning.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Disney Plus. The Bear returns for season 2 on July 19th, exclusively on Disney Plus.
Today FM.
Good morning, Ray Foley on for Ian. JP's over there.
How are you?
Sean O'Reilly joins us.
Hello.
Have we got some showbiz this morning?
We do. Loads of showbiz.
Really?
Yeah.
What have you got for us first?
Well, there had been a lot of talk about a potential Spice Girls reunion featuring all five of the girls, right? We haven't seen them on stage since the London Olympics in 2012.
Jakers, 13 years.
As a five-piece, yeah.
Were we excited about that at the time, I suppose?
Yeah, we were. Mm. And then they did the big Croke Park reunion a couple of years ago, but that was just as a four-piece. Mm. The word had been that they were going to be headlining Glastonbury 2024 to celebrate their 30th anniversary, and that was going to be all five of them. However,
that's next year now.
Yeah.
So Glastonbury's just done.
I know, but for next year, yeah. But
she's
Victoria
a long
Beckham,
way out.
Victoria, she's the one. She's holding all
always,
the cards.
Yeah.
And she has said, no, this is a no. It had been a yes. They all want to do it. Mel B in particular, she's really going big on it.
Yeah, because the rest of them are all stuck for a few, Bob. Victoria Beckham is like rolling in dough, married to Bex. She's like, I don't need this.
She doesn't need it.
And she doesn't like it.
And she also probably isn't the strongest one of the five.
Well, all she needs to do is just show up and shimmy a bit.
Exactly.
And then let the rest of them do the singing and the jumping around.
But it's not for her.
So that she's already ruled herself
she's
out.
She's ruled herself out.
This isn't happening.
No.
Does it really matter if she's there or not?
I think just to say that five of them were there would be good, but I mean they're fine without her.
What about AI? Could we get
totally.
An AI version?
Okay, yeah.
Or you know that thing, that screen thing that they do with ABBA and
holographs,
a Victoria Beckham or a cardboard cutout?
Perfect.
Could you try one of those?
Ideal.
Print it off.
Yeah.
Use the color printer. They're not going to mind.
3D printing.
Use
straight up 3D. There she is.
Can we get a layout or a 3D design for Victoria Beckham circa 1996? And we'll print that off as soon as possible. So that's not happening. Well, that's a bit of a downer. What else is happening?
Ollie Murray's got married. He got married
on
congratulations, Sunday. My this man.
His personal trainer. Isn't she a personal trainer?
I think so, yeah. She's a bodybuilder as well.
Yeah.
They met on Instagram. I don't know who slid into whose DMs, but they met on Instagram back in 2019. And they got married this weekend in a lavish festival-themed wedding in Essex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Delighted for Ollie. He's done a few gigs over here this summer, actually. And I remember when he got together with this lady.
Right, yeah.
That there was a load of reporting about how she was the making of him. He turned from, he was quite pudgy, he put on a few pounds. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, from going out with this lady, he like gotten ripped. He was
ripped.
Incredible shape.
He got shredded.
He dyed his hair and he looked fantastic. JP, have you ever considered
I need to slide into someone's DMs, right?
Do you know what? You need some DM sliding.
Yes.
Get a slide right.
Very slippery on the DMs.
Slide right in there. Kylie Minogue, Padam Padam. This is Today FM. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey, and the time, 7:54 a.m. Welcome to your Monday. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hi.
There's Shauna.
Hiya.
It's World Emoji Day today. You excited about that?
Yeah.
What's your favourite emoji?
Oh
my God, this is radio now. This is radio. What's your favourite emoji? 0874-100-102. And you can actually send it on a WhatsApp and just put the emoji on it along with your name and where
amazing.
You're from. We can put you in for a prize. We've got every day this week. We're giving you the chance to win a two-night stay at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort with acres of woodlands and lakes to explore, an 18-hole golf course and a superb health spa. Farnham Estate is the perfect location for a relaxing getaway. For more, see the website www.farnhamestate.ie. What is your favourite
emoji.
I'd have a most used emoji.
Yeah,
does
well,
that count?
That would be your favorite then.
The thumbs up emoji always, and also I'm the one that I call the whoop whoop emoji.
You know, Sean is playing Mike Ball.
Sorry.
We're not doing that now.
I apologize. I apologize.
Ha! Ha!
Wimbledon's back. No. The whoop whoop emoji, which is the hands in the air one, I do that a lot to show approval.
No, that's not a whoop whoop. That's praise. It's praise. You're praising.
Yeah, but it's hands in the air.
Hang on. If you type whoop, WOOP. Into WhatsApp, it auto suggests the hands up.
I thought that was a praise thing. You're praising someone, no?
I do it to celebrate something good that's happened.
So your most user thumbs up and whoops. What's yours, Shauna?
It would be the sliding face smiley. It's a new one, and it's kind of, you know, someone who's happy but also stressed. Your face is sliding away.
I haven't seen that.
It's a new one. It's the melting face one.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's my most used.
Mine. Our thumbs up, obviously, go to solid. You can't go wrong with a thumbs
up. Everyone loves a thumbs up.
No, I hate a thumbs up. It's crap. And it tells a lot about the pair of you that you use thumbs up.
You're not willing to invest in a proper conversation.
That's
it's
rubbish.
Like thumbs up, yes. I've sent a positive.
Hate a thumbs
I've sent
up.
The affirmative, but I'm not getting involved. You've got your thumbs up, now leave me alone for the rest of the day. I use FacePalm a lot.
Yeah.
And I use man with brown hair shrugging, which is like, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. We can widen it out to GIFs as well if you like. My favourite GIF is always, and until the day I die, my favourite GIF will be Shaq doing the face of we're going for pints. You know the Shaq excited face? We're going out for pints. And there might even be chicken wings. 0874-100-102 will put you into it.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast
That's
Show.
Radio.
With the all-new Dacia Jogger. Visit Zurich.ie.
Sunny spells and scattered showers today. Rain and cloud later, though. Highs of 17 to 19 degrees today. FM News will have more at 8 or at 9.
Today FM.
Whatever.
Summer.
Probably have you back before about half 8, actually.
Yeah.
Half
8.
Do you want to come on at half 8? Or we leave that. We'll just leave it all together, won't we?
Chat to you then.
Hey, Alex.
Look, yep.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Chat to you at 8:30, okay?
8:30. See you guys.
Lots of love. Bye, Alex.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, bye. Alex?
Yeah.
8:30, 8:30, yeah?
8:30, yeah.
Yeah, set your alarm, yeah.
We'll
chat to you for the headlines at 8:30.
See you.
You know, Ray Foley has a great rapport with the traffic and the news people. He really does.
It's great relationship here.
It's just back and forth.
It's great banter.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Listen, Alex,
I'll see you at 8:30.
You take care. We've got 26 minutes until 8:30 headlines, okay?
Okay, 8:30.
Cheers, buddy. Bye-bye. 24 minutes, actually. Sorry about that. Do you want your cash machine total?
Yes, please.
It's World Emoji Day today. 1997, the first emoji was sent. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Look at it. Shauna's bouncing off the walls.
I love an emoji.
She set the alarm for 3:30 this morning, so she get a good run of World Emoji Day.
Just start looking at my emojis.
Just
leafing through them all.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. Oh, I love that one. What's the flag that looks like the Ireland flag?
Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast flag. Oh, I love an Ivory Coast flag used in place of the Irish flag. That's brilliant. Let's have a look at some of your emojis. 0874-100-102.
We like the blonde lady purple shirt shrug emoji.
Yeah.
But my most used is the crying laughing emoji with the drop of sweat coming off the foreheads, is Noel in Cork.
So you're laughing, but you're not crying laughing because there's no tears coming out of your eyes. I use crying laughing a lot and then laughing sweating kind of thing. I use, do you know the one I use a lot, particularly these days with all the RTE gate stuff going on?
Right.
Because I was away on holidays and then, you know, there's something every day with this RTE business, the payments and the pack and all that. And someone would send me a link to the latest article, or did you see this? Or, oh my God, can you believe they did this? What an idiot. And I've been using the emoji with the teeth, kind of like, like that.
Oh, the grimace.
Yeah. It's like,
rather you than me, mate.
Yeah. I've been using that a lot.
It's a good emoji.
Your favorite emoji. Honestly, that's what we're doing this morning.
Mark and Kel says the straight mouth unimpressed emoji has to be the best emoji. I do like that one. That's the expressionless one.
Yeah, I know you want a reaction from this, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Yes, Shauna, the melting smiling face emoji is my favourite. It suggests irritable but still happy from Niamh and Waterford.
I never use it. I never use that
one.
That's
a good one.
I must add it to my arsenal.
A lot of support for the monkey with its two hands over the eyes. Stephanie in County Tip says, I use this a lot for a lot of things that I do. that I think the other person won't approve of, but I'm telling them anyway. So it's kind of like you're sort of ashamed of yourself and embarrassed.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I don't use it that much, but I can see it in that context. Mm-hmm. It certainly works. We've got the chance to win a two-night stay at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. www.farnhamestate.ie. Your most used or your best emoji uses. 0874-100-102. Can I do some gift grub?
Yes, please.
In classic gift grub this morning, back in January, a rat was spotted in the RTE canteen. Actually, again, the grimace emoji.
Jesus. Yikes.
This is, and most of the rats in there are on two legs. Grimace emoji. A rat was spotted in the RTE canteen. Actually, subsequently, it's been shut down again in the last couple of weeks. Only last week, more rodents shut down the canteen, so it's a perfect time to play this on Gift.
Coming up on today's news, escalation in the housing crisis as house prices spike, shock as 600 people left on hospital trolleys, and an attempted coup in Brazil. But first, the top story. RTE staff members have been forced to flee the RTE canteen after a rat was discovered in the kitchen. In a shocking new development, many of RTE's top stars have been forced out of the campus and into the real world, many for the first time in years in search of lunch. Let's go live now to Macari's Chipper in Donnybrook, where Miriam O'Callaghan is standing by. Miriam, what's the atmosphere like?
Thanks, Brian. You know, it's quite tense here in Macari's.
Batter, sausage and chip.
Batter, sausage, that's me, thanks.
Batter, sausage.
Brian, we're doing our best under very difficult circumstances.
It sounds terrifying, Miriam. Who else is there?
I'm here with Ray Darcy.
There's no healthy food here. Nothing I can eat on this menu. Nothing.
You have
nothing.
To try, Ray.
It's a heart attack on a plate, Miriam. What are you doing? What are you having, Dahi? What are you having?
I could eat a nun's arse through a convent gate. Horse, cotton chips. Sorry, we don't have horse. I'm sorry.
It's chaos in here, Dobbo.
Miriam, good afternoon to you. Can I have a chip?
Of course you can, Joe.
I see you ordered the battered sausage. The battered sausage. How battered was it, Miriam?
Sorry, what?
Was it very battered? Was it badly battered? What? Was it battered beyond recognition?
I've no idea. Okay, thanks. How much is that, please?
72.20, please.
There's a docket.
I'm sorry, we don't take dockets. We need money. Money.
Sorry, Giuseppe. Good afternoon to you. We're from RTE. RTE, down the road. We pay for everything with dockets.
Ray, can you help?
No, I have no money, Miriam. Sorry.
Ray, you're on 450 grand a year. You can afford a battered sausage and chips.
I'm not paying for obesity. That's the end of it. I'm going to use Deliveroo. It's not working.
Jeez, I knew it.
Meanwhile, mustachioed veteran RTE lifer Marty Whelan has reportedly ended up in the more salubrious Marco Pierre White's The Courtyard, where we go live now to join George Lee. George.
That's right, Brian. Marty Whelan just entered The Courtyard moments ago and ordered a 12-ounce fillet steak with onion rings, scallion mash and a cheeky Bordeaux red.
Oh, I do like a liquid lunch.
And where did he get the money for such a feast, George?
Details are sketchy, Brian, but reportedly Marty Whelan entered the premises and emptied the contents of a winning streak envelope onto the counter when he came in. George Lee, starving like Marvin, The Courtyard.
In another startling development, we can now go live to the Spar in Donnybrook, which we understand has been overrun by the cast of Fair City.
How are you, Barry?
Oh, how are you, Paul? Are you hungry?
Yeah, starving.
Give us a packet of crisps there, will you?
What type of crisps do you want?
We're not allowed to mention brand names just yet. And a mineral, please. Paul?
I'll have the same.
Oh, how are you, Carol?
Give us a chicken fillet roll there, will you, and 20 cigarettes.
What cigarettes do you want? I'm sick of this.
I said give us 20 smokes, you scum-sucking toad, are you?
Okay.
Meanwhile, veteran disc jockeys John Creedon and Dave Fanning are apparently enjoying the finest of Eddie Rockets.
Yeah. Changes by David Bowie. Yet another 3 minutes and 33 seconds of absolute perfection from the Hunky Dory album. Recorded at Trident Studios in London, July 1971. Co-produced by Ken Scott, of course. Went on to work with Pink Floyd and Jeff Beck, would you believe? Who are you putting on, John?
I'll have the dolphin friendly tuna melt. And Dave, this is Black One Ball Alabama Willie Longshanks with Lemmy Lump on Your Stump.
Great.
Back now to the N11, where Ray Darcy is about to be in receipt of a Deliveroo.
Thank you. Well done.
One porridge.
Lovely. Do you take dockets?
Okay.
And that's it from the newsroom. We'll have more.
Somebody order a pizza!
Extra pineapple, thanks!
There you go.
Sports next with Dez.
I'd murder a pizza.
The weekend of Blinded Lights. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. It is 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hey, friends. Hi, welcome to Monday. Ray's here, JP's over
there. How are you?
Sean is over there.
Hi.
Favorite emojis or most used emojis. It's World Emoji Day today. The first one was sent in 1997. And back then it would have been mostly text-based emojis. You know, like, we would have gotten them sort of on our SMSs or our texts on our Nokia phones from quite trendy and cool friends. And you'd be looking at going, what does that mean with the brackets and the...
Yeah.
And the colon and the semicolon. And what does that mean? And you text back to them by text. And they'd say, turn the phone sideways. And you turn the phone sideways and you go, oh my God.
Look at that.
Mind blown.
Next level stuff.
If only a mind blown emoji existed at the time. Of course, it does exist now and it is regularly used on my phone as well, it has to be said. Mind blown emoji along with the this is awkward emoji. Particularly as it pertains to RT. Any more coming in? Are any gifts as well? I like a good gif.
There was one gif that came in earlier and it's that monkey who's given the side eyes, the bombastic side eyes.
Solid, yeah. The kind of awkward monkey. Monkey puppet. Is it a puppet?
It is a puppet, yeah.
What about the guy blinking? The guy with the blonde hair blinking? he's doing a kind of a... Okay, you crazy person. You
know the double guy? Take, the kind of...
Yeah, what are you...
Yeah.
You know that guy? Does it... Yeah.
What about the kid who looks like he's from the 1980s who's at the computer and turns around to face you and sort of gives you the thumbs up? Do you know that one? He spins around from the computer.
Absolutely.
It's very good.
No.
It's very good.
Not a clue.
It's great stuff.
My 9-year-old has just discovered GIFs. And as long as it has the word ass in it, I get it on my phone. And I just get strings of emojis. Your most used ones, 0874 100 102.
Jenny's in Dublin. She says, guys, it has to be the margarita and champagne emojis. Solves every question, she says.
Absolutely. It's the solution to all life's problems.
Yvonne's in Limerick. She says, the saluting face emoji for when someone tells me to do something I have, in block capitals, no intention of doing it. Yeah. And the cheeky blushing cheeks emoji with the hand over the mouth is one of my favourites, is Debbie in Mitchelltown. It sort of says, ooh, did I just say that?
Ooh, cheeky. Ooh. I can't believe it. We're putting you in for a two-night break in Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. Farnhamestate.ie is their website.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Another winner in a few.
Sicily in 2021. And we all fast forward through opening credits on TV shows, but apparently 43% of people skip through scenes they think are slow and 16% jump to the final of a series or film.
Oh my God, Philistines.
Yeah, it's terrible. Those under 50 said they were impatient and those over 50 said it was because some scenes were sad, scary or boring. And a quarter of viewers, meanwhile, said they stream shows at higher playback speeds in a survey by YouGov.
I've got a friend that watches it at double speed, double or two and a half
times sacrilege.
Speed. Yeah, she stays up all night. It's Mourne. She stays up all night and watches TV shows on Netflix or whatever at double the speed.
Why?
Oh my God.
She's strange.
I know people who do it with podcasts as well.
Yeah, we had someone texting us on Friday saying that they were listening to us live on the radio instead of on a podcast. But they'd usually listen to us at double speed on the podcast. They requested then that I speak at double speed. So I'd be speaking at a speed that they'd be accustomed to.
Today FM and OTB Sports.
With Eli Lilly. Help us create medicines that make life better. Visit careers.lilly.com.
Phil begins in sport this morning. Denise O'Sullivan's on course to feature against Australia on Thursday, Phil.
Yeah, looking good. The Ireland midfielder is training with the squad in Brisbane at the moment in the first round. That's the sport. I'll have more at 9.
What's your favourite emoji, Phil?
It's either going to be tears of laughter emoji, that one.
Crying laughing.
Or head in the hand.
The monkey with the
face palm one.
Face palm, that's the one.
Yeah. We use that a lot, yeah. And Alex, sorry, I never got your favourite emoji.
I like the cowboy one's good, I think.
The what?
The cowboy one.
The cowboy one?
Yeah, just as a random reaction. Just as a random reaction.
You certainly got a random reaction from us.
Or the grimace one.
What do you use the cowboy one for?
Just if, you know, if you're in a group chat and people are messing, you just put that in if you don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Well, that certainly worked. Yeah. Out of the headline. What was the other one?
The grimace one.
A lot of that. Yeah.
Cringe.
Yeah. Did you hear the story about your man with the thing? And it's like, ooh.
No, I didn't.
Apparently, the world's first emoji in 1997 was a heart emoji.
Ah.
A little love heart. Yeah.
That's nice.
Never used that one. and a strong showing for the poo emoji as well this morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lots of poo emojis been said. The minute I appear on the radio, it's funny. The minute I'm on air.
It's trending.
It's all of a sudden the poo emoji is flooding in. It's just
Ray Foley.
Very upsetting.
Music you love.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Baby. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good morning, it's 8:40 for your Monday morning. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Good day.
was singing that yesterday. Cool story, right?
Nice. Right. Yep. We turned that into a podcast.
We were singing that song yesterday. Me and my kids were singing the song Call Me Maybe.
Your stories are the best.
Yeah, cheers. Tune in for tomorrow's exciting episode to find out what we were singing today. 0874-100-102. In 1997, the world's first emoji was invented, the love heart emoji. What's your favourite emoji? Send it into. Are we podcasting this?
Should do, yeah.
What's coming in?
Shane and Deirdre are making the same point that the best thing about emojis when you're in the car is having Siri or the Android system in your car read out the emoji. So it'll say like kissy blowy face or poo, etc. Did you ever hear that?
No, I've never heard Siri say.
They'll read out the whole message, the text message, but they'll put words to the emoji. So that's
it'll say poo emoji for you.
Good entertainment. Thomas says, my most used is the laughing emoji with the squinty eyes, because crying laughing just doesn't actually happen in real life. And has anyone ever fallen over? Have you?
I've cried with tears. I've had tears.
I think it's overused, though. I'm with Thomas on this one. I think laughing is fine, but crying laughing, you know, it's too much.
Say poo emoji.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Just say it.
I'm not sure I understand.
What's your favourite emoji?
Whichever best expresses your feelings.
Poo emoji.
Here's some information.
I don't need information. I just need you to say it, Siri, for the love of God.
Sounds like you could like an abusive relationship with Siri there almost, pressurising her.
Women just don't like me.
It's ringing.
Who's this?
Claire. Waterford ringtone that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Claire.
Yeah.
Hello there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you poo emoji this morning for Monday?
I'm kind of melty face, smiling, really trying, but not doing it's so the, well.
Yeah, you can't do it on a Monday. You just can't.
No, not. I was at Forever Young at the weekend.
Oh, right. And it turns out you're not.
No, it was definitely a forever old moment.
Who were you there with?
My husband.
Oh, very good.
And he's a bit older than me, so he's definitely...
Oh, he's really feeling it. I mean, you're only half melted. He's fully melted. Your husband's visibly just a puddle. What's his name?
Rob.
Right. And what was your best gig over the weekend?
Do you know what? Billy Ocean was absolutely fantastic. Honestly,
were you camping, or because they shut it down on Saturday because of the weather?
They shut it down on Saturday. Yeah, so we were camping and we put up the tent in the lashing rain. But I'd say, do you remember when they used to have the bog snorkeling competitions? I would imagine they came home cleaner than we did yesterday.
They should really call that festival Old Enough to Know Better.
Oh my God, it was like it was just one of those things where you just have to make a decision: we're going to go home, or we're just going to stick it out.
And you stuck it out, yeah?
We stuck it out, yeah. No, fair it was play. Brilliant. Yeah.
Well done. Well, I tell you what, a lot cleaner weekend for you. What's your favourite emoji?
The melting face. Like Donna, yeah, because it's like, because it's not that old. It's actually quite one of the recent updates, and it just drives people mad because they don't know what I'm saying, but it's today is what I'm saying. I'm here, I'm smiling, I'm really trying, but I'm just not able.
Behind it all, yeah, the truth is not so nice. Well done, madam. For you, we've got a two-night stay at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort.
That was a lot nicer than the camping.
Exactly. Please don't get the room all mucky while you're there, please.
Wait, can I just say happy birthday to my middle boy, who's just fabulous little fella. He's 14. He shouldn't say he's little fella, but Robert, he's 14 today.
Is he up?
And he won't hear this. I'll play it back from later.
I was going to say, is he still in the bed or where is he?
We won't see. Well, I won't see him until this evening, but life won't see him until about 12 o'clock.
Yeah, fair enough. Listen, enjoy the break. Farnhamestate.ie and two nights there. We would sort you out for dinner, and you can go to the health spa, and they've got an 18-hole golf course. And a perfect spot for a relaxing getaway. Thanks so much for the text, and thanks for listening.
And Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! We were
good.
Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams, Get Lucky. Today FM playing the music you love. It's 4 minutes to 9 o'clock. Monday morning, Ray Foley off for Ian Dempsey. That's about it. Dermot and Dave are going to Australia. You see this?
Yeah.
Initially, when I heard Dermot and Dave were going to Australia, I was jealous. My reflex is to lash out, to get angry and go, why don't we get to go to Australia? Mm. And then I thought about it just for a moment, and I thought, JP and I, 3 weeks together in close proximity, I thought, you know what? Actually, you're good. That's the the difference between us and Dermot and Dave, though. They like each other. Yeah. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show this morning. No. Yeah, we didn't get to do New Delhi Golding, where we talked to India's leading Ellie Goulding tribute act. She's based in the capital of India, New Delhi, in New Delhi Golding. We didn't get to do David Clifford, the big red dog, where Kerry footballing maestro David Clifford reveals that he gets fired up for big games by watching the 2021 live-action kids movie, Clifford the Big Red Dog. And we didn't get to do Tell Me Why I Don't Like Monday, where Tell Me Why I Don't Like Mondays singer Bob Geldof tells us he's gone right off the song July by Monday because it's overplayed every Stand by, Dermot and Dave are on the way next. Talking to the stars of Oppenheimer. Talk to you tomorrow from 6.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.